You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent on the Big Talker 1700. We say hello to you today, and a terrific show lined up for you. Not only that, we've got Major League Baseball playoff action going on right now with the Astros and Red Sox and the Stros right now with a 2-1 lead. Trent, this is one of the best weeks of the entire sports calendar. We have had football, Major League Baseball, every night of the week with the exception of Monday, and that was just the Monday night game.
Jimmy B, quite the start to the playoffs. I know you were locked and loaded last night, Rockies Diamondbacks, right?
Yeah, it is correct. Yep, I enjoyed that game tremendously. Got the chance to watch most of that game, and it was a lot of fun. That place is nuts where they play. It used to be Bank One Ballpark. I think it's Chase Field now. But, you know, it's one of those games where I said to myself as soon as Arizona got out to that 3-0 lead, this is just like the Twins. And then, wouldn't you know it, Colorado came charging right back. And then finally, the Diamondbacks ended up winning that game. But look what happened. You had long balls in that game. You had shots in the gap for extra bases, including a pitcher for Arizona who didn't ever have a hit. And he laces one in the gap, and it ends up being a triple. I mean, Trent, it had it all last night. That was pretty entertaining.
And now what we have set up divisionally is about as good as you're going to find. I mean, all four of these series with a whole lot of intrigue, Jimmy B. I'm looking forward to what we're going to be seeing going forward. It's an exciting time, no doubt, with baseball and the way that it's set up. It's certainly, I understand baseball is not what it once was, but if you're a sports fan, you're not going to find much better than what we have in these four series.
I'm with you. This is highly entertaining stuff. The sports refreshment stands are all going to be very busy this week. No question about that. You know, you got to capitalize when you can capitalize, Trent. You know me. Coming up at about 4:20, Ryan Van Bibber will join us on the NFL. Mitch Sermon from ESPN on the Big 12. The BC Divide. Now, listen, we had Cody on yesterday. His brother Derek is on today, right?
You got it, absolutely. We'll be talking Hawkeyes with Derek today.
Yes.
Cody is the Cyclone fan, and we got to get to the bottom. We got to figure out exactly how that happens, how two guys growing up, two brothers growing up together, how one becomes a Hawkeye fan and one becomes a Cyclone fan.
That's crazy. That really is. And then lastly, Ken Silverstein will join us in Cleveland. We will have him preview a little bit of the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees and get into some Big Ten stuff with him as well. So here we are, and everything is set, and we have an NFL game tonight. Does this have any juice for you, the Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Are you just locked in on baseball?
No, I think so. I'll be flipping back and forth tonight for this one. It's, interesting. New England, we've gone down this road before, right, Jim? Where, all right, yeah. The Patriots dynasty is over. Now, before when it happened, it was on that game against the Kansas City Chiefs where Tom Brady looked awful in the football game and everybody was at 3-4 years ago, started piling on there. This is different. This is a defensive unit, though many of the same pieces return. They look slow. They look unathletic. They just, frankly, don't look like a defense should look in 2017, especially a Bill Belichick defense. And so that's why the questions are a little bit different here and see what they can do against Tampa, a Tampa team that can play very well. We've also seen them lay some clunkers, too. Jameis Winston, he can throw picks with the best of them. When it's going bad for Jameis, it can go really bad. So, yeah, a lot more intrigued by this game than I thought I'd be going into the season.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, I'd still kind of like Tampa in this game, and I don't know why. I just think that what we saw at New England, the way that Kansas City took them apart, and the way also how many points Houston put up on them, and then what Carolina did as well. Look, I don't put Tampa in the Kansas City mode, but would you put them close enough to Carolina? Would they be about the same? Do you see that?
Where are you going?
No, do you see Tampa and Carolina as about the same sort of kind of teams? And Carolina ended up winning that game at New England. Do you see? So that's my parody here. That's why I think Tampa has a shot in tonight's game.
Not really. The other thing, the Tampa defense is really banged up. You saw them a couple weeks ago against the Vikings.
Yeah.
They were really dinged up there. Looks like they're going to be without two of their starting linebackers. So Tom Brady and company, they're going to move the football. But for whatever reason, Thursday night games can be a little bit clunky. Yeah, we saw Rams and 49ers and the offensive explosion a couple weeks ago. But for the most part, these games, they tend to be a little bit ugly. I think we might see a low-scoring game. People looking for fireworks tonight. I don't see it being that case. I'm looking more, in the range of a 23-20 type of game. Hey, grabbing the points, it was 5.5 earlier when I was looking this morning. I think I saw it was bet down to 4.5 at a couple of places earlier today. I'll take a look at the updated odds out in Vegas right now. And, yes, it's at 4.5, 5 points right now. I hate that number. I hate that 5.5 number for NFL games. It's so odd. Make it 3, 4 even, make it 6, 7, but when it's right in the middle at 5, 5.5, just difficult.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'm with you on that 100%. All right, so we have college football also tonight, and on paper it looks like a pretty good matchup with Louisville and North Carolina State. Is anybody going to watch that with what else is going on?
Sure, of course. That's why you got a clicker, Jimmy B. I mean, it's not like the old days where you had to get up out of the chair.
Right?
Yeah, you're
I used to have the dog change it for me. That was what I used to do.
What?
The dog. I'd ask the dog to go change it for me.
Were they good?
Yeah, the dog was. Yeah, the dog could put his paw on that thing and punch the channel button. Absolutely.
You're such a liar. That's not true. You didn't train your dog to do that.
Hey, I've seen dogs trained to go get beers for guys.
Right. Not so much seen that channel in the old days.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going to, I'll poke my head in on that game as well. I'll do that. But I think there's so many other things going on that'll probably be the last thing that I would sample as far as baseball and the NFL tonight.
I got another big note, Jimmy B. It's a big night for the Condon family. It's my 5-year anniversary. I got to take the wife out on the town tonight, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I am no
longer a newlywed. Did she just send you that?
No. I knew that. I mean, come on, Jimmy B. You got to know your anniversary, but I'm no longer a newlywed.
Wow. So if you're 5 years, you're done?
That's what they consider, no longer a newlywed. Now, I'm just an old married guy, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Well, make sure you take her to a good sports bar like Draft House.
Oh, that's what you're thinking, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. There you go. That way you cover all the bases.
Well, we both enjoy Draft House 50. I'm going to guess anniversary night. Probably not the time to do it.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, we'll be looking for something else tonight. I'm trying to find a new place, somewhere that we haven't been. Any tips, hit me up on Twitter at Trent Connick. Give me a good tip for dinner tonight for the 5-year anniversary, and see if you can get a little brownie points for me. That's always a good thing too.
There you go. That's that'll always helps in a time of stress. Hey, honey, remember that when I took you?
Right. Yeah.
you can always use that card. It's a get out of jail card.
As I'm sitting and watching football all day long. Yeah, down that road.
Yes.
Hey, I got a note for you, Jimmy B. So as you
all
know,
right,
I love listening to podcasts and. I'm listening to our friend Tom Kakert, his Hawkeye Report podcast, this morning. And right towards the end of it, they go through, they're talking about, they got an Illini guy in there talking about the Illinois game and breaking that down. And all of a sudden, Tom Kakert mentions in the podcast that Brian Ferentz broke his hand after the Michigan State game. In frustration, broke his hand. Now, didn't get into the particulars. Not sure exactly.
Didn't say he slammed it into a wall or something like that.
Right, but not a joke, nothing like that. I think that shows you the level of frustration about that offensive performance Saturday and really the last two Saturdays out of the Hawkeyes.
Well, it should. It should, Trent, because after the amount of points that they put up against Iowa State and North Texas, you just sort of toss that one away. But I think fans, I don't think they were looking for a 40-point explosion, but I think they were looking for 25, 26 points at Michigan State, and they got hardly any. And I think that's what, you know, really, really bothered them. And I don't think against Penn State that was a major factor, because we all know the way that the game ended, and there was a chance to win and pull off that huge upset, and everybody was getting ready to run on the field, and then all of a sudden, whoop, pump those brakes a little bit. So I think the not scoring so well against Penn State and having Penn State run up like 600 yards of offense, I don't think it registered that much. And the Michigan State game, I think, has really put kind of fans in a sour mood. And as I've mentioned before, look, getting Illinois, this was the best thing that could happen to Iowa. Illinois and Rutgers, although, I don't know, Rutgers might be better than Illinois. I think Illinois is probably far and away the worst team.
Yeah, the Illini are very young. They're playing a yes. bunch of true freshmen this season, bunch of redshirt freshmen and sophomores. They're an incredibly young squad that comes into Kinnick Stadium here. An opportunity for Iowa really to open things up and get that offense going. But you know, go back. In the fourth quarter, they were able to pound the football at North Texas. Remember, they had the football, though, for 40 minutes in that game. It was a worn-down North Texas. In the first half, Iowa didn't run up very effectively there. Against Iowa State, didn't run overly effectively. The offense didn't look great against Wyoming. This offensive line, especially after the injury to Ike Becker, that offensive line right now has huge question marks. And with Brian Ferentz and the broken hand after a frustrating loss against yeah. Michigan State, how would you like to be in that offensive line meeting this week and on the practice field, Jimmy B? Think those guys are getting a little bit of a butt-chewing?
I think not only did they get that, I think they were running gassers the entire time. You know, you guys are going to run until you freaking drop. Look, that... You got to send the message some way. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get the message against Illinois, Trent, now you know you really have a problem.
Yeah.
And I would hate to think that Iowa would lose at home to the Illini. I mean, I can't see that happening. Look, stranger things have happened. We know it's a game. You can't control. Once the whistle blows and they kick off, you have no control. It's the guys playing. And stranger things have happened. We both know that. But you just talked about how young Illinois is and the mistakes that they made. And I watched some of their game against Nebraska, mm-hmm. and it was mistake after mistake after mistake. So you're right about that. And I can't see them fixing that in a week just because of the inexperience that they're going to have on the field.
Yeah, I mean, they got a couple of guys, Mike Dudek, you know, battling back from the two separate ACL injuries that he sustained.
He's a nice player.
He is, but they don't have anybody that can get him the football. Jeff George
right.
Jr. is awful. And the other kid that they threw out there earlier this year, Crouch, he's not good. He can get outside the pocket and make some plays, but he can't throw the football. This is a bad Illinois football team coming in. And mm-hmm. and if this is anything, even I don't care about the score, but if Iowa just doesn't control the football game, and scores can be very deceiving. You sometimes get caught up in the minutia of the score, Jimmy B. But if Iowa doesn't control this football game and struggles in that aspect, then you're looking at a team that I think you have to reevaluate during the bye week.
So you're telling me if they win 21-17, 21-14, and the Illini are still hanging around and it still feels like they're in it, this would be highly disappointing, even if they get the W.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's a 20-17 game and then Iowa gets a pick six and a special teams touchdown right after that, you know, the score looks like, oh, they dominated the football game. But if they struggle for three and a half quarters against Illinois, you got big-time issues. And big-time issues, I think it starts up front with that offensive line, and we certainly know about that with Kirk Ferentz. Well, Jimmy B., we need a timeout here. When we come back on the other side, we're going to shift our attention to tonight in the NFL. Patriots going up against Tampa. We hit on that game. We'll talk about that. Take a look at the locals and do that with Ryan Van Bibber from SB Nation, talking NFL coming up on the other side. Jimmy B and TC presented in part by our friends at New Leaf Wellness. If you're looking to get into good shape, lose weight, that's what I'm working on right now. Down about 18 pounds, Jimmy B, from
yeah,
when I started the
great,
program.
Pal. You look good.
Thank you. New Leaf Wellness is a place to go. Tell them Jimmy B and TC sent you. Love the people over there. Great to work with. Can help you out. Might be weight loss. Could be something else. Testosterone dropping as males start to age. All kinds of things that they can help you out with. Set up a free, no obligation consultation with New Leaf Wellness. Talking NFL next on Jimmy B and TC.
The Kansas City Chiefs play here. 1700 KBGG.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Are you going to the Central Iowa Business Conference on October 11th? It's a day focused on helping Central Iowa businesses master their processes and accelerate their success. I'm Todd McDonald from ATW Training Solutions. My team and I will be attending because we know that in order to move forward, you sometimes need to take a step back, look at where you are and where you want to go. October 11th is one of those days for us. We're looking forward to hearing from nationally recognized authors that are excited to help Central Iowa companies. One of those authors is Gino Wickman, author of the best-selling book Traction. We've seen the success of his Traction concepts not only in our own business, but many of the companies we work with. We're also looking forward to hearing from Vicki Halsey, co-author of the book Legendary Service, because we know how important it is to take care of our customers. If you're looking to master your business, come learn from the experts. The Central Iowa Business Conference is presented by EO Iowa and Mediacom. For more information, visit CentralIowaBusinessConference.com or contact the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce.
Save big this autumn season during Menards Fall Catalog Sale. Dakota produces premium quality decorative shelving with a wear-resistant laminate. Use decorative shelving to brighten your home with color and blend seamlessly with your decor. They're a perfect addition to any kitchen, office, bedroom, or living room. 11 3/4 inch by 2 foot decorative shelves are available in 5 color options, just $4.99 each. Get these and other great deals through October 8th during Menards Fall Catalog Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Your favorite restaurant with the best view in downtown Des Moines is now open for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. The Cub Club Restaurant at Principal Park is open year-round from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. Check out the great breakfast menu, lunch favorites like the Get Out of My Yard Burger and handmade tenderloins, and on weekends, the Mimosa and Bloody Mary Bar. Visit CubClubRestaurant.com for all the specials. The Cub Club Restaurant at Principal Park. Great food, great views, plenty of free parking, and now open for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, there you go, a little Tom Petty. God, I miss that guy already. Great stuff out of him. Ryan Van Bibber covers the National Football League. He's a frequent guest on our program. We always like it when he comes on. He's on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Ryan, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. What are we going to get tonight? Do we see the real New England Patriots? Or have we seen the real New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a chance to beat them as well?
I don't know, man. That's kind of the million-dollar question these days. I mean, I feel like the issue with the Patriots is obviously the defense, and it's bad enough that it's overshadowing, you know, what's been a pretty good season from Tom Brady at 40 years old even. And they don't have a lot of pass rush, and I don't know if they're going to, you know, I'm kind of anxious to see if they're going to try to scheme their way to a little bit better pass rush tonight than they've had so far this season. They have talented players in the secondary, but they look lost and confused. They're not playing as a very cohesive unit right now, and I don't know with a short week if they've had, you know, ample time to kind of address that. Like, you just sort of assume that a Bill Belichick coach defense is going to get those things fixed, but I just don't know. I mean, if I'm Tampa Bay, I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it a lot, and I'm going to use Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson because those guys are real tough to cover as it is. And, you know, with no pass rush, you ought to be able to keep things fairly clean in the pocket for Winston and let him, and he'll have time to throw the ball.
Jameis, he has had an up-and-down season, really struggled against the Vikings a couple weeks ago, watched a lot of that game, and then bounces back, has a huge performance. The up-and-down nature here of Jameis Winston, is that just who he is?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit like Brett Favre in some respects, and you got to think that maybe he gets some of this, that gunslinger mentality ironed out as he grows a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what that's the quarterback you get right now with Jameis Winston. And so if you buy the up-and-down week-to-week theory, then you know, he could be in for a rough week this week.
Ryan Van Bibber's our guest on the Draft House 50 hotline. Ryan, take me then to the Bucs. And you talked a little bit about the defensive woes of New England. And you talked a little bit also about the receivers that Jameis Winston has to go to. But they get their running back tonight, and that's Doug Martin, a kid out of Boise State. He's off the suspension. How does that play into it, or is he going to be more of a decoy than anything else?
I think he's, you know, I think they'll mix him in. I don't think it's quite to the point where he's going to get, you know, 20 or 30 carries in a game yet. I mean, you know, this is his first game back. He hasn't been around much so far. And they've gotten a good performance out of Jaquizz Rodgers. And so there's no reason just to take him off the field entirely because he's done a good job up to this point. So I think we'll see a little bit from the muscle hamster, but I'm just not quite sure if he's going to get back to full-time running back status this week. Or, you know, if Rodgers keeps running as well as he has, Martin might just kind of be in the 1B role.
Ryan, we turn our attention to Sunday, and on Sunday the early slate is pretty bad. I mean, two just dreadful games, the Jets and the Browns. You also have happening at that time the 49ers and the Colts. Chargers, Giants, 2-0-4 teams. Just some brutal games early on. What catches your attention early on Sunday?
Well, you know, I'm a rubbernecker, so I always like the Giants-Chargers game. I'm going to watch that one just because I'm anxious to see, you know, who is the least disasters. Of course, they'll probably tie. These teams have been so bad this year. But no, I'm interested to see that one because obviously New York went into this season with much higher expectations than being 0-4. And I think if there's a coach on the, there's no coach in the league whose seat is hotter right now than Ben McAdoo's is. So I'm anxious to see if they can get this together. But, you know, you look at that team, it's not a very talented group. It's outside of Odell Beckham and Eli Manning is serviceable, but, you know, he looks older in every game, you know, as bad as that offensive line has played in front of him. So, I mean, you know, Eli Manning's the rushing touchdown leader for the Giants, and it's not like Eli Manning is is Deshaun Watson or anything. So
that's crazy. That's crazy. Do you think we'll see any more demonstrations, or because of what happened in Las Vegas, that's going to go away?
You know, I don't think – I think just those will be a little bit less widespread every week. I mean, I think the league kind of rallied to its message of unity, you know, whatever that they wanted to sort of accomplish with that. I think more than anything, the league just kind of wanted to respond to the president's comments and show that, you know, they weren't – they're going to be kind of a united front against that. I think there are going to be players who are still speaking out on the issue of racial inequality, and I think there'll probably be some players that are kneeling, and you certainly saw some – ugliness, obviously, on Monday night with the incident with Terrell Pryor, and they had some issues with in the parking lot with some fans. So, you know, I think there are going to be some things like that happening, but I just don't think it's going to be quite as widespread, and I think that's going to be the case as the season goes on.
Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation, with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Ryan, want to get your thoughts. Carolina Detroit is actually one of the few possible entertaining games early on. As you look at this Detroit team here, we got a lot of Packers fans, a lot of Vikings fans, Bears fans, but they don't count. But those other two teams vying for that division title, you know, they are a bad call in my estimation away from being 4-0 right now. Just how good is this Lions team?
I think they're pretty good. I mean, I think the thing that's impressed me a lot about the Lions is Ziggy Ansah. Obviously, we've talked about him on the show before. The pass rush, you know, that he's already kind of topped his sack production from last season, so it's good to see that. The only thing I worry a little bit about Detroit is a lot of their, you know, they've made a lot of quick points off interceptions, and that's not always something you can count on from week to week. You think back to the Vikings. I remember the Vikings had that hot start last year before the wheels kind of came off. And obviously the injuries contributed to that whole thing. But like a lot of the Vikings wins to start the season last year were predicated on a really favorable turnover rate. And that's just not something that's sustainable from week to week. I think the good news for the Lions is they do have talent. They have a pass rush. They have Matthew Stafford. They have a talented bunch of playmakers on the offensive line. Is a much improved unit from where it has been over the last few years. So Detroit probably isn't going to be able to kind of maintain that pace with interceptions and turnovers, but they have the guys to still win games. And I think that NFC North race, I think right now it's going to come down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. Take me then to the Kansas City Chiefs. And everybody is always, as soon as somebody gets off to a great start like Casey has, oh, they're the best team in the league. In your estimation, are they on that pedestal, or are they just really good and have played up to their capabilities?
Well, I was waving that flag pretty hard last week, and like I'm really like I think Kareem Hunt's a really exciting player, and like even if you don't watch the Chiefs regularly, I would highly recommend that you watch those games because he's a fun guy to watch, and that offense is really fun to watch. But no, I mean, I think you can make an argument they're the best team in the league. But I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means. I think they're very good. They have a chance to be the best team in the league. But, you know, they haven't played the Broncos yet either. And that's going to be a tough game for anybody, especially when they have to play in Denver against that defense if everybody's healthy. So, you know, we'll see where things go. But, like, right now, I mean, you know, they've had to play from behind in two games. Obviously, the game against the Eagles and then their game last week. So I worry a little bit about that, and I think I picked Houston this week, just because you know I don't think Kansas City is going to stay perfect, and I think they're going into Houston, and Houston is really, you know, that they've got momentum on their side right now. Deshaun Watson's playing out of his mind. The pass rush is kind of hitting on all cylinders again with J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Mercilus. So that's going to be a tough game, but I think we'll get a good sense of who the Chiefs are from that.
North of the border, the Vikings getting ready for a Monday night date in Chicago against the Bears. And Sam Bradford back at practice today, listed as a limited participant. It's pain tolerance is what Mike Zimmer says is what Bradford is going through right now. We know nothing structural. What's the latest you're hearing with Bradford? And sounds like if he's healthy, he'll be a go Monday night.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to see how that plays out. I mean, obviously, they're a better team. I mean, Bradford's a better quarterback than Case Keenum. You know, the connection he's had with those receivers early in from just the limited play that he has had this season speaks for itself, and the Vikings offensive line's a much better group. But, you know, the Bears' defense is pretty tough. I mean, the Bears, the Glennon stuff, it was kind of easy to kind of snicker at the Bears a little bit, but that defense is not to be taken lightly, and you worry a little bit about Sam Bradford if they're going to run him out there just because, I mean, I'll be honest, I just don't know how much more of a career that guy's going to have, because this is sort of a perpetual question for him, whether or not he can stay healthy and stay on the field. But, you know, if you're a Vikings fan, you've got to hope that you can at least get Bradford for, you know, most of the rest of the season, if not this week, but, you know, as you get down the stretch.
All right, so Mitchell Trubisky gets the start. Is this going to be okay for the Bears, or is it going to be, all right, he's a rookie starter, and he's going to make mistakes? Because everybody, all they think about is how he played in preseason, and we know that you can't really base anything on that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't have a lot of high hopes right now. I mean, I would temper your expectations, because I'm not a huge John Fox fan to begin with, so I'm a little dubious that they'll kind of, you know, do the kind of offensive game planning that, you know, you need to do for a rookie quarterback and play to his strengths, as opposed to forcing him into your offensive game plan and expecting him to be able to execute at that level. I mean, I don't think he's going to be as bad as Mike Glennon, but, you know, there's not a lot of weapons to work with. Tariq Cohen's been an outstanding player for the Bears, but, you know, you don't have a good, reliable receiver option for him to throw the ball to, and I think that's maybe just as important as a good offensive line if you're rolling out a rookie quarterback.
Well, Ryan, looking forward to another weekend of the NFL. Should be another interesting one, even though, those early games, I'm telling you, they're just awful. They're just absolutely brutal. Be good, Ryan. We'll talk again soon.
All right, see you guys later. Thanks for having me.
We'll see
you. All right, Ryan.
So, Jimmy B, coming up on Sunday, because the Chiefs play late, the Packers play the late afternoon window, the Bears and Vikings are off. Take a guess of what we're going to get on KCCI. Here are your options. Are you ready? The four games available in that window. Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. Chargers at Giants.
Yeah.
Tennessee at Miami.
You're not going to get that.
Or Buffalo, Cincinnati. What is Andy Garbutt and company serving up to us noon on Sunday?
Well, Buffalo is in first place in their division. My guess, and I'm looking at it right now, I don't know. Do they go with Pittsburgh? Steelers have a good following in the Des Moines area. Do they go with the Steeler game?
Well, that would make sense. I could understand that.
No, yeah.
We are going to get the Chargers and the Giants.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Chargers?
What are you doing, Andy?
Now,
is he a Giants fan? So we're going to get two teams that haven't won a game.
Right. The only thing that makes a lick of sense, the only thing, is Desmond King plays for the Chargers, because the other games are dogs. That's the only thing that I guess maybe you could make that one.
Micah Hyde plays for Buffalo.
Right. Micah Hyde plays for Buffalo. You can come back with one.
I'm just making a point there. That's all. Yeah.
Chargers. Giants.
Oh, my God. Why would he do that?
Well, it's not up to him. Andy told us.
Well, I know that.
Ken and myself had him on the show earlier this week. It is handed down from corporate. You know, if there's something that they really want to change, they can kind of make their plea to it. When a slate like this, it's like, do you use one of the, you know, bullets in your chamber to move off? Because regardless of what you're going to do, you're going to get a dog game. So maybe Chargers-Giants at least will be close. Maybe that's the thought process.
Maybe, if they think that they're both so pathetic that they'll play down to each other and we might have a 9-6 game. Oh, how thrilling. Oh, how thrilling that'll be.
Well, if it comes down to a kick, there will be a different kicker for the Chargers. You see that today, the Korean immigrant who, you know, came over, a great story, you know, kid that moved to New Jersey in high school, goes on, gets a scholarship to kick at Georgia Southern, but a couple of missed kicks the first couple of weeks, a block kick that happened to him. He's been cut today, and it'll be Novak taking over the kicking duties. Disappointing to see.
Welcome to the NFL. Right. You know, I mean, you don't perform, see you, wouldn't want to be you. It's that simple. Actually, it's pretty simple in a lot of pro sports, but in football, it's real simple because they can cut you at any time.
Well, we will come back on the other side. We won't be talking pro football. We'll be talking college football, the Big 12 in particular. Our man Mitch Sherman from ESPN, he joins us next, talking Big 12 football, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and much more as we continue on. It's Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Want to transform a room for less than $20? The Home Depot has the secret formula. We call it paint. From our top brands like Behr and Glidden, starting at just $17.97 a gallon. There's no easier way to take your walls from okay to oh wow. And at these prices, there's no reason to leave any wall behind. Get your project rolling with top paint brands, starting at only $17.97 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
It's the Columbus Day sale at JCPenney. Shop now for up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Add it up. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 9/27 to 10/12. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net. for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. WolfConstruction.net.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker, 1700. Coming up in the second hour, Derek Peck will join us. BC Divide will get into Iowa stuff, and then Ken Silverstein at 5:35 as well. All right, let's say hello to Mitch Sherman. It's always good when we get him on. Mitch from ESPN covers the Big 12. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Hello, Mitch.
Hey, Jim. Trent, how are you guys?
We're doing great, man. Let's start first with that heavy-duty game of Oklahoma and Iowa State. It's a monster line. I know you don't play into that, but does Iowa State hang with them at all in this game?
You know, I don't really see that. I got to see the Cyclones up close on Thursday night against Texas, and
right,
probably a better defense that Iowa State saw against the Longhorns than it will on Saturday against Oklahoma, or as good. But the venue and the offense are a lot different. And Oklahoma, I think, is still smarting a little bit from that defensive performance that it had against Baylor. So you put all that together, and no, I don't. I don't see Iowa State hanging close in this one. I think Oklahoma has a big day, and Baker Mayfield doesn't have a lot of problems putting up points.
You got to see the Cyclones a week ago in their matchup against the Longhorns. Certainly disappointing overall. Jacob Park off throughout that football game. The conversation was, why isn't David Montgomery getting the football? Just your thoughts after seeing Iowa State up close and personal last Thursday, Mitch. Certainly a frustrating one, I know, for the Cyclone fans out there.
Yeah, and I think so much of the problems on offense for Iowa State, you know, Iowa State had been so good on offense through the first part of the season in non-conference play. And I think Iowa State will prove itself to be a solid offense as the year goes on. It got Texas on a bad night. And that Texas defense under Todd Orlando, the way that Texas played for much of that game out at USC and came into Ames on a confident note, athletes all over the field, guys making plays on the ball. Park started to suffer with his confidence a little bit. You saw some discord on the sideline between Park and Matt Campbell, Iowa State, and the next thing you knew, the game was over. And it's like, where did it all go? What happened to David Montgomery, who's been so good as a running back? Why didn't they get more guys involved? The tight ends weren't really involved. So it was a game from a scheme standpoint that I think just got away from the Cyclones. And so much of that had to do with Texas and its skill and the opportunistic nature that the Longhorns played with in that game to get turnovers, create turnovers. It didn't even feel as close as the final score indicated, because I didn't get a sense that Iowa State was much of a threat to move the ball as the game went along.
Having a conversation with Mitch Sherman, ESPN, on the Draft House 50 hotline. Okay, TCU. I think when the season began, a lot of folks were saying, well, they're going to be okay, but I don't think they're going to challenge Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. So what are people saying about the Horned Frogs now?
Well, people are saying they're a playoff contender. People are saying they're a legitimate top 10 team. People are saying here's the talent that we saw on the TCU roster that didn't materialize into a consistent winner a year ago. I think TCU caused people to scratch their heads in 2016. They were worse than the sum of their parts, and now Gary Patterson has got that thing turned around. Kenny Hill is slinging the ball well. He looks like the guy who I think college football thought that it was getting out of Southlake Carroll a few years ago when he went to Texas A&M as a highly touted recruit. We know the story of how he washed out there after making a few starts, how he came to TCU, and we talked about the confidence issues of Jacob Park against Texas last week. We saw that those kind of struggles, that's not a new thing. That's not something that only he has suffered with. Kenny Hill struggled with it through almost all of last year. Had some decent games at the beginning of the year, and then as Big 12 play got going, it was an uphill battle for Kenny Hill all the way through. All of a sudden, a month into this season, he's completing 73% of his passes and is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country. So that's a huge difference for the Horned Frogs from a year ago, and they've got some guys back who were injured last year. Man for man, it's as good of a defense as there is in the Big 12, and I'd say one of the better defenses in the country, especially that back, those linebackers and the defensive backs, which is at such a premium in Big 12 play. Yeah, you want to have a pass rush, you want to have good players up front, and Texas has that. I'd take TCU's back seven over anybody else in the league, though.
Well, TCU certainly one of the surprises up there, battling the Oklahoma schools. A team many people thought maybe it'd be up there as well as Kansas State. Difficult to get a read on the Wildcats, though, right now. That loss to Vanderbilt the last time they were on the road just put 7 points up in that football game. Back to the road again this week as they make their way down to Austin. Your thoughts on this Wildcat team and an important stretch at Texas this week, TCU and Oklahoma the two following weeks after that, both at home. Looks like make or break time for Kansas State.
Season defining for sure, because this wasn't a Kansas State team that was going to be satisfied with 8-4. This was a Kansas State team that had its eyes set on, as you said, Trent, challenging Oklahoma and Oklahoma State for the Big 12 title. And you know, things have changed in the pecking order at the top of the league. I mean, you've got TCU there, potentially could have Texas Tech up there, which is as big of a shock as there is in college football this year, I would say, the way that Texas Tech has played. But Kansas State definitely falls on the disappointing side. Wouldn't be that way if it wasn't just for that one game. You know, Kansas State's not going to win pretty and hasn't looked pretty in some of its wins. But, last week against Baylor, it wasn't a knock-you-out fashion. But that doesn't need to be the case for Kansas State. They win with defense. They win with special teams. They get enough on the offensive side. They're different from the rest of the Big 12 in that way, or many of the other teams in the Big 12 in that way. But that loss at Vandy just sticks out like a sore thumb. It's what happened there. That's a game that I think Kansas State should have won, and that a program at the place that Kansas State is with an experienced quarterback and the defense that they have, that they should have come out of Nashville with a victory. So I know Bill Snyder was upset about it and very disappointed in the way things went there. Apologized to the Kansas State fans who made the trip into SEC country. Well, they have an opportunity over these next 3 weeks to make amends for that. And it starts on Saturday at Texas, which is by no means an easy game for the Wildcats. They've had their way with the Longhorns over the last few years, but I get the feeling they're walking into a hornet's nest, and it will definitely be a difficult place to move the ball. I look for this one to be a low-scoring game, and I could see it going either way.
Take me then to Texas Tech. You referenced them, that they have surprised everybody. Sheminick, the quarterback, he throws it all over the yard in that system. What do they do, and how have they been able to repair their defense at least a little bit so people aren't putting up such gaudy numbers?
Well, their defense was just paper thin last year. You could do anything you wanted against that defense. I saw the Red Raiders a couple of times last year, saw them against West Virginia at home, and they didn't, defense, it was a defense in name only. They didn't put up any defense. It was get the ball back to our offense as fast as you can and let Patrick Mahomes see if he can outdo your quarterback. And it wasn't a horrible plan until Mahomes got hurt midway through the year, and you know, he just didn't hold up. Even when he was playing, he wasn't entirely healthy. So logic would say you take him off of that roster, had a couple guys transfer on the defensive side. Fehoko, that was a very disappointing loss. Their top, at least from a recruiting standpoint, the top guy that they had on that side of the ball, and lo and behold, they're better on certainly on the defensive side, and you could argue that they're as good on the offensive side. Shimonek has you picked up where Patrick Mahomes left off. You know, I don't think he's the kind of pro prospect that Mahomes was and still is now as the backup in Kansas City, but he you know, he gets it done for Texas Tech, and Cliff Kingsbury just plugs those guys in there. You know, if you remember back a year ago, Shimonek was the backup, but he wasn't necessarily going to be the heir apparent. They had a guy, Jet Duffy, in that program who came in and and ended up getting suspended at the beginning of the offseason. It was just disappointment after disappointment for Texas Tech from a personnel standpoint and what was happening on the field, too, really on both sides of the ball after the midpoint of last season. So to see them turn it around, you know, credit to that defensive coaching staff and credit to Cliff Kingsbury for keeping things together when I think a lot of people thought that he was going to end up on the hot seat by early stages of this year.
Well, game day will be there for TCU West Virginia. We mentioned the Horned Frogs. Haven't talked much about West Virginia here lately. East Carolina, Delaware State, and Kansas will do that. I'll kind of put you in the rearview mirror. What do you think of what Dana's got down there? And they haven't pulled an upset on the road against a top 10 team since 1982. You give them any shot?
That's a good stat. Yeah, I give West Virginia a chance. I give West Virginia and Will Grier a chance in any game this year, home or away in the Big 12. I think that this is a West Virginia team more so than any that they've had because Grier, to be able to go on the road and stand toe-to-toe with the best in the Big 12 and emerge victorious if they get a couple of things to go their way. He is an elite quarterback. You know, they've had guys in the past who were good, but you didn't really like their chances a year ago when, you know, here comes Baker Mayfield or Mason Rudolph marching into town on the other side of the field. It seemed like West Virginia started with one foot in the hole. And, you know, that team under Holgorsen and now with Jake Spavadal as the offensive coordinator, they're built to be high-flying. They're built to get into shootouts with teams. I'm sure that their defensive coordinator, Tony Gibson, would argue differently. But just the way that things go in the Big 12, that's sometimes the nature of every week or many of your weeks. And West Virginia as a team, I think, is built for that now better than it has been. So whether it's TCU or Oklahoma or whoever ends up on that, they all do on the Mountaineer schedule. You know, I'm going to have a lot easier time potentially picking West Virginia to win those games than I did at any point before Will Grier became their quarterback. Justin Crawford at running back is also about as good as there is in the Big 12. So they have some firepower and they're going to test TCU on the defensive side for sure.
Always good, Mitch, when we catch up with you, pal. You have a great day, and enjoy all the college football this weekend.
I will. You guys do the same. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN, right here on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. We got to get to a break here, right?
We do. We'll take it back with the 5 o'clock hour next here on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Scott Graham from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. Ian Eagle and Tony Boselli are in Tampa as the Bucs host the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick's defending Super Bowl champion Pats find themselves at 2-2 after dropping two home games this season so far. But Tom Brady says going on the road won't make life any easier.
I mean, there's no guarantees, and every year is different. I mean, it's not really where you play, it's how you play. And, you know, road, home, night, day, you know, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's really how you play. And we just haven't done a great job putting together four quarters of football.
For the 2-1 Buccaneers, their season took an upturn Sunday with a win over the Giants. Can they make it back-to-back wins? Join us to find out as we kick off Week 5 of the NFL season with the Pats at the Bucs on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a Maytag top freezer refrigerator with extra deep door bins to free up shelf space. It's just $498. You save $150. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and...